fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth, friends. This is Good Friday. This is the day that Jesus won his definitive victory over the kingdom of darkness. As St. Paul said, he disarmed the principalities and powers and rulers of this dark generation, this world. He disarmed their power on the cross. The sign of contradiction, what looks like apparent defeat, is the greatest victory that's ever been won and will ever be won. Today's the day. This day, Calvary is the reason Jesus came. Jesus came to die. Jesus came so that he could become a sacrifice for our sins and can cleanse us. Take some time today, if you can, friends, to meditate on the cross of Jesus. Because all the wisdom, all the wisdom of God, all the wisdom about man, all the wisdom about who we are and what we're meant to be, all the reality and insight, the truth is unmasked about all things at the heart of it all in Jesus Christ on the cross. It's the wisdom of God and the power of God, the cross of Jesus. One of the ways that Pope John Paul II used to talk about it, and others as well, he said, when you meditate on a crucifix, when you look at a cross and the corpus and the body of Jesus hanging there, and remember, you know, sometimes our crucifixes are sanitized. And friends, this is why Catholics have crucifixes, not because we somehow believe Jesus is still in the tomb. We know he's risen, that he's Lord, that all glory and power belong to him. But we remember the deed, the act of love, by which everything that is crooked was made right. It's the deed of love, Jesus' self-offering of himself to the Father, that's turned everything right side up again and has made every crooked way straight, including my way, my crooked heart, my sin-sick heart. John Paul II used to say, on the cross, you see the face of God. You see the true face of man. You see the face of sin. I want to just reflect on those a little bit today with you. One of the places we can see, what does he mean you see the face of sin? Well, you see what sin's all about. Sin is unmasked in its truth. The truth about what it really is on the cross. There it is in its full ugliness, and at the root of sin is hatred for God, resistance to God. It's a rejection of God and God's plan and God's purpose and God's power. Sin wants to just obliterate God. Every sin, friends, in some way is a participation in that wicked drive that we see revealed on the cross. It looks like sin's apparent victory. Love came, God came. God sent his only son. And what do? We killed him. We shut him up. We don't want to hear what God has to say. We don't want his commandments. We want to be in charge. We want to define reality on our terms, so shut him up. Jesus diagnosed the true condition of the human heart, and this is a day when hopefully our own masks can be taken off and our own pride, the walls of pride, can be brought down, and the blinders that we put on ourselves about ourselves can be taken off as well, and we can, with the grace of the Holy Spirit, have the courage to see the truth about who we actually are. Jesus reveal that in so many ways in the Gospels. And one of the places he just comes right out and says it when he's asked by religious leaders and others, really, what defiles a man or a woman? What where does defilement, to be defiled means to really to be unclean, to be steeped in sin. Why is man defiled? Where does it come from? Does it come from what he eats? You know, if he eats the wrong thing, they're asking, if he violates the dietary laws. And Jesus says, but what comes out of the mouth of a man proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a man. Jesus is saying it's not what comes from outside a man, but the problem, the real problem, is deep within the heart of each and every one of us. The Catechism says that with Adam's first sin, something died in man's heart, at the core of his being: trust for God, abandonment to God, love of God, humility toward God, respect and reverence toward God, childlike delight in God. That trust has been killed. And Jesus comes undefiled. He says this about us: for out of the heart come evil thoughts. Now here's Jesus' diagnosis. First thing he says is murder. What happened on that cross? There it is. He told us. This is what comes out of the human heart: murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, slander. Other places, Paul has vice lists and other things that describe what's in the human heart. He said, Jesus says, these are what defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. So what we're seeing on Calvary, Jesus Christ, the innocent, beloved, perfect Son of God, is being unjustly murdered, killed, crucified, tortured. And what does it reveal? The depth of the sin-sick condition of the human heart. This is not the day, friends, to say, well, gee, if I was there, I wouldn't have done that. I'm not quite like those folks. If that's where you are, you don't know who you are yet. Yeah, there's goodness in me. We're created in the image and likeness of God, and God, what God creates is good. But there's a power at work in you, and it's called sin. And without the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, that sin will reign in you. It'll dominate you. But Jesus came to bring down the reign of sin and its power, and to establish his throne, to plant his flag in our hearts, and give us a new capacity and a new power to be able to be free of that sin and to give to God what belongs to God. And then what we see also, friends, is the face of God. We see the face of mercy. God is mercy. God is love. God's divine mercy. I think of Sister Faustina and the beautiful things Jesus taught Sister Faustina about the mercy of the Father. For God so loved the world, he gave his Son. As you look at the cross, just repeat that to yourself again and again today. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son. Why is he hanging on the tree? Why is he crucified, bleeding, broken, and dying? Why did he say yes to it? Because God the Father loves you and loves me. And he wants to have mercy on us. He wants to free us at no cost to ourselves, but to Christ his Son, who took upon himself the punishment that each one of us is due because of our sin. This is what's at the heart of Calvary. Jesus died for me. He died in my place. He became the offering for my sin. Why? What could explain this? God's mercy. You were made by the Father. You were made by him. You were made for him. The reason you exist is to know him, to give your life to him. That's it, period. If you, and Jesus is telling us from the cross, God is love and God is mercy. But if we don't receive his mercy and we don't receive his love, what's left for us? What if we say to ourselves, I don't buy that description of me. I don't need this. I don't need to believe in these kinds of myths or fairy tales. I'm good right where I am. I simply don't need anything. I'm sufficient on my own. What's left for someone who insists on that? Jesus said what's left is judgment. God the Father has bowed down. He's entered his own story in human history in Jesus Christ. And he's come to offer to us the most precious thing he has, which is his beloved Son. And if we ignore this covenant sacrifice, if we ignore the precious blood of Jesus Christ, if we refuse to reverence and to receive and to allow his blood to cleanse us, and we receive the gift with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, if we do, friends, we're going to be lost. If we insist on our own way, there's nothing imperialistic, there's nothing in the death of Jesus Christ that diminishes anybody anywhere. And the church doesn't impose it on anyone, but the church proposes and says, look at him. Look at him. Look at that act. That act of love by which God's own Son died for our salvation. This is not just a Catholic thing. This is for the sake of the whole world, the salvation. He came for the whole world, not just for a few people who didn't have anything else to believe in. But we see again the mercy of the Father. He doesn't come to condemn you. He doesn't want to pass judgment upon you. He wants you to be his daughter and his son. He wants you to be secure and confident as Jesus is. So much so that you're afraid of nothing. You're not afraid of anything. You're not afraid of anything that can come against you because you know my help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Jesus knew that. Jesus knew that Calvary was not the last word, that the Father would get the last word, the Father's love, the Father's plan, and that the devil would be defeated. And finally, the true face of man is revealed. What does it mean? I've been saying all week, what does it mean to be a human being? How should we live? What were we made for? What is a happy life, a fulfilled life, a good life, a just life, a life of peace and goodness? What does a fulfilled human being look like? Look at Jesus on the cross. He's telling you, trust the Father, love the Father, obey the Father. This is your destiny. This is what you're made for. This is what it means to be human. And anyone who wants to follow me is going to share in everything that belongs to me. Because what I want to find is I want to find those hearts, Jesus said. Across the earth, I'm seeking and searching. Who wants to give the Father, my Father, what belongs to him? Who wants to trust him, obey him, be abandoned to him in confidence? Who wants to follow me? No matter what the cost, that's who I want at my side, Jesus said, to share in everything that is mine. Friends, God bless you. Have a wonderful celebration this weekend of the resurrection and the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.